This is TWiT.
We believe that we know how Colonial Pipeline was breached. Bloomberg reported on Friday that some of the findings by Mandiant, which is the group within FireEye who has been working with Colonial Pipeline to figure out how this happened. As always, attribution and post-attack forensics is difficult, but there's very strong evidence to support the theory that the attackers used a compromised VPN account password. Yep.
It was just like the Florida water plant. They were all using the same password.
Yep.
And
yep.
The account was no longer active, but it was still usable.
Right. The
ridiculous.
VPN login. I completely
no two-factor. Ridiculous.
Yep. The VPN login in question, which lacked any multi-factor authentication protection, was not in use. But it had been left active, and it was at the time of the attack. The account's password was discovered inside a batch of leaked passwords on the dark web.
And you know why that was? Oh, go ahead. I'll let you finish the sentence.
Yep. This suggests that an employee of the company may have reused that same password on another account that was previously breached.
So Colonial was not requiring password managers. They were letting employees set their own passwords. Monkey 123. Oh, I use it on everything. It's easy to remember. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
So the takeaways are a little late, and it's always easy to admonish with I told you so's after the fact, but unused accounts should always be disabled. Authentication should require multiple factors. And I suppose that while I've never been a fan of forced password changing, so long as the new passwords are unique and not shared, forcing a change might have prevented this entire mess. I was recently informed that my logon to the management portal for Level 3 would be expiring, since I had not logged into it in 6 months. Okay, that's annoying. But it's good policy. And for things that are mission critical, like remote VPN access into a corporate network, the pain is clearly worth the gain. So, yeah. The one good thing that will arise from this attention, this is not unwanted attention. This is good attention that the world is now paying to this, because as we've often talked about, the CIOs, the chief information officers, have been running around the C-suite executives screaming about needing more. We need more budget. We need more closet space. We need, you know, whatever it is, you know, they are resource constrained. You know, we need to replace this crap, which is 20 years old, because we can't. And the boss says, well, it works, don't it?
It works until it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. It works until nothing suddenly does.
And this was the IT department was hacked. So surely they should have done better.
Yeah, again, the beauty of the press is that, you know, when the executives go home, their wives are now asking them, mm-hmm. honey, you know, things that never occurred to them to ask, you know, what's the budget for, you know, for your company's security? Because, you know, I would really hate if Mabel at the club, you know, was able to scold me for, you know, your company being attacked.
So put plastic bags of gasoline in their trunk.
Exactly.
Which should never have to happen.